This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Good morning to you, Ro.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio this morning.
Lovely to be here.
Clearly, you've been keeping an eye on, or an ear on what's going on this morning. We've had a great conversation with Victoria's Police Commissioner this morning about the incident that took place last Saturday night. And we also just briefly mentioned an incident that took place last Sunday night as well.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about those?
Look, I think it's just really quite distressing that somebody came into the Metropolitan Community Church and interrupted the service. So they were fairly shaken. They were meeting in the hall and not the church, which was kind of a blessing, pardon the pun. And, you know, it's it just...
You've been practising that line all morning, haven't you?
No, it just came to me. But, you know, there is a law in Victoria, which frankly I didn't know before Sunday, and the police have been terrific about it all, and that it's illegal to interrupt any service of worship.
Yes.
So that will be followed through. Certainly some members of the congregation met with Minister Foley yesterday for Ida Hobbit, and it's just about reassuring them that, you know, it's a safe place and they will be safe and cared for. So I'll be there at church on Sunday with them as well.
And Graham has, Graham Ashton, Chief Commissioner, has undertaken to come back in about 4 weeks' time to tell us, should he have it, the outcome of the IBAC investigation into the incident at Hares and Hyenas, and also where they're going and what's happening with this MCC matter.
Look, I thought you did a great interview with Graham, and I can say, look, I've known him since I started as commissioner. Mm. He is actually the real deal.
Yes.
You know, and he has a lot more resources than I do, and I remember almost day one rocking up to his office and, you know, he doesn't say much, you know, he's a sort of quiet giant, gentle giant, and sitting down and saying, Graham, would you mind lending me one of your buses? And he said, oh, I'll have to get you a driver as well. And that's how I did the Rural Roadshow, one of their big coaches. So I used his money and resources. And he had a police officer, or a couple of police officers, in every single town, 29 towns.
Wow.
Some towns we were greeted by police. I was given a tour of Swan Hill by police. You know, amazing. And after the roadshow, we ended up with, we started with 170 glows and we ended up with 260 because they voluntarily signed up.
So the rumour that the police force has institutionalised homophobia and transphobia then is not correct in your experience?
No, I'm not talking, absolutely. There are fantastic officers. Obviously, I can't talk for every single one of them. Like any, as I think Graham said, like any organisation, there are pockets that you wouldn't want to, you know, have, and I think he's doing his best to address them, but basically by saying from the top we're supporting LGBTI issues. And I think, you know, the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Report, you know, he did commission that. He didn't have to do that, and like he knew this was going on, but he needed
and
the evidence.
And he published it.
He did say to me, oh wow, you know, because it was always the plan before Hares and Hyenas to publish it on Ida Hobbit Day, but he went ahead with it. You know, he didn't. You know, and I think that's leadership as well. So yeah, I'm not defending every single police officer, and neither does he, I think, but certainly it's about culture, and culture is, you know, when you've got something as hyper-masculine as that, culture does take time to change. But, you know, he's certainly, and his assistant commissioners as well, and, you know, and Gabby Glow's been, Gabby Glow, it's not her name, but that's what I call her, Gabby Glow.
Gabby Glow.
Has been flat out this week. And, you know, I think it's really important that, you know, it has set us back. This has definitely set the relationships back. But hopefully, you know, with that sort of leadership, that we keep building those relationships, because people ultimately need to feel safe to call the police. We have underreporting of, you know, harassment and discrimination against our community. We don't want this to take that back. We actually need people to feel confident to go to a, you know, LGBTI liaison officer or local member of police and report any homophobia, biphobia, transphobia against them, because that's very, very important, and we need to be able to feel safe. So that's
I am, you know, reflecting on the incident that took place at the Metropolitan Community Church last Sunday night. And I've seen a few bits and pieces around that, a bit of social media as well, not a lot. But I was deeply, deeply, deeply concerned that a group of people who choose to actually conduct their own faith, practice their own faith in their own space, can be so rudely interrupted and abused and intimidated and made to feel unsafe in their own environment. To me, that is very, very, very deeply concerning.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've spoken to Christians and atheists that have seen the video. I recommend not watching it. That's my my view. It gives this person airplay and views, which is exactly what his memorandum of understanding, you know, his modus operandi is.
He's an oxygen thief.
That's exactly right. So don't watch it. It is disturbing. But I can assure you that, you know, we're certainly going to be giving all the debriefing and support to the congregation, and I've been in touch with them, and, you know, they're shaken, but, you know, they're determined. They're, you know, they know what it was and what it wasn't.
It's...
I mean, if people need support, what do they do?
Yeah.
If somebody's distressed by all of that, what should they
certainly call
do?
Switchboard.
Yeah.
You know, that's the... they're aware of the incident, and that's the first point of call. I think, you know, taking time to look after yourself is really important. One of those things is not watch the video. Just know that it was a distressing thing, and it was a very homophobic attack on members of our community. And, you know, sign up to support our community wherever you can. I think that's really important. And just, you know, wherever you are, know that there are people, you may not every day experience discrimination, but certainly pockets of our community are. That's people of faith or multicultural members of our community or Aboriginal members of our community. There are still parts of our community that suffer greater discrimination than others. And this was a targeted attack on a church, because this church chose to support and marry same-sex attracted folk and so on. And this particular person
racking my brain. It's actually a very, very old law on the statute books, disrupting a service for worship. It's very old.
Well, I think maybe the penalties could be looked at, and I think, you know, it's up to 3 months jail and a not-so-big fine, but I think we can certainly take a look. I would be encouraging, you know, take a look at the penalties for that, because I think regardless of what your position is, everyone should be able to congregate freely and worship as they choose.
I haven't heard anyone
That's what a democratic society is all about.
I haven't heard anyone from the federal government saying what an outrageous thing this was.
I don't think it's out in...
As much.
Yeah, it's a really tough thing. Even
I know
the question about me coming and talking about it today, we had long chats about whether I'd do that or not. So I it's a difficult one, one. I think we need to support the folks involved.
Most important, yes.
Have a look at the person involved and what can be done with him. And I know police have a... Yeah, you know, he will be questioned and, you know, hopefully charged, so... That is actually underway as we speak. So, and working with YouTube to take the video down. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'll happen about 2021.
Yeah. Well, certainly the police investigation's happening a lot faster than our work with YouTube. So.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to ask you how you voted, but have you voted yet?
Yes, I voted. Yeah. I'm actually off the electoral roll, so for safety reasons. So I had to postal vote some time ago.
Yeah, what does that mean, you're off the electoral roll?
Silent elector.
Yeah, so basically for safety of myself and family. And
so someone like, you know, Rowe or Neil Mitchell. Neil Mitchell's a silent elector. Lots of politicians are not on the roll because, you know, it'll give away their address.
Yeah.
Because they can't just put, you know, Rowe Allen and then no location.
Right.
So and there is another role that runs in parallel, and you're called a secret elector. It's like having a silent number.
Right.
But unlike that with Telstra, where they publish them half the time by mistake.
Well, I'm feeling this is the first year I've done that for safety reasons, and I feel like I'm really missing my democratic sausage.
Yes.
I really want to just go down and get one.
You can still drive
go
up or whatever.
Hang out. Go and check
go and get
out.
A sausage. Take the head of oat cutters if you're going to go and do it. And then go in and then come out and tell them they're all wankers or something, you know.
Well, actually, you can just hang around the studio, because in the next half hour we're going to do some live crosses
to
a couple of polling booths just to get a bit of a temperature check on what's happening out there.
Fantastic. Be assured I'm going to a party and I'll be watching on the edge of my chair. But, we, you know, it may be late in the evening before Anthony Green calls it. So,
well, I've got some ideas, and I've based on some intelligence from all sides of politics. and pretty much so Labor, Greens, Liberal, and a couple of one independent. I wouldn't call them independent. United Australia.
No, he's not independent, no. Macca. But he's more partisan than you and I.
The prediction on two seats.
Oh yeah,
and they all agree.
Okay. So what time do you think Anthony's going to call it?
We will know by 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very decisive change. Well, I'm absolutely convinced about this.
Well, see, I put money on it. Sports bettors already paid me out, but there's the other bet that I have, which is what I think Labor win by how many seats. That hasn't paid out yet.
Yeah, well, I don't do betting. I don't support any form of gambling at all.
I will donate my winnings to join.
Good on you, Macca. But what I will say is that you can't have 6 years of polls that have been in the negative trending downwards.
It's pretty hard.
And then have a switch occur literally overnight. That's first issue. Secondly, our nation is now looking for leadership. They want action on issues that are deeply, deeply important and to them, and such as climate change, such as gender equality, such as sexuality equality, and so forth. Mm. And I think that the parties have really nailed their colours to the mast much more clearly this time around than ever before, I think. Mm. And I think there's a win for change.
I did listen to Kerry-Ann Kennelly's little rant about what the world will come down if there's a federal commissioner, or no, just if there's a commissioner for gender and sexuality.
Yeah, the world will end as we know it will end.
Don't think it's happened in Victoria, but there you go. So,
in fact, quite the opposite, if anything.
Oh, thank you.
If Kerry-Ann ever got a puncture, she could just put the tube in her head and pump the tire up because her head's full of air.
Macca.
Oh, dear.
Be nice.
I was.
Thanks for having me on. And
She's lived before she gets sued.
No, for everything that your show does and Joy does, it's so important to have that independent voice, you know, as Misha said, to keep the Chief Commissioner accountable, to get me in and talk about what I'm doing. It's a great platform for my work. So, so important. That's why we have a family membership. That's why I'm wearing the badge. Joy, so, so important. So if you haven't and you can, please take out a membership. Joy is so important for our community.
Good on you. That's a great radiothon plug.
And you'll be ahead because you'll get $300 worth of prizes.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.